join me in prayer. O risen Christ, open us to the power of your resurrection as we hear it proclaimed anew this day, that we too might rise to new life in you. Amen.
Amen.
The first scripture reading is from the book of Luke, chapter 24, verses 1 through 12. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee? The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women, because their words seemed to them like nonsense. Peter, however, got up and ran to the tomb. Bending over, he saw the strips of linen lying by themselves, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Today we are concluding our sermon series on mealtime, Jesus teaching from the table, and we will hear the last story in Luke where Jesus sits at table with his disciples. Listen now for these words from Luke chapter 24, verses 36 through 43. It can be found on page 1644 of your pew Bibles. While they were still talking about this, Jesus stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." And they were startled and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. And he said to them, "Why are you troubled? Why do doubts rise in your mind? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and feet. And while they still did not believe it because of joy and amazement, he asked them, "Do you have something to eat? Do you have anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. Let us pray. Open our eyes and soften our hearts, O God, that through the work of your Holy Spirit, that in the hearing of your word, we may receive new life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So today, when you woke up, each of you knew that it was, in fact, Easter, right? You woke up, maybe you had a basket sitting on the table with some of that crazy plastic green grass that somehow finds its way all over your house after Easter. You're like, we still have green grass? And you got those chocolate bunnies you've been waiting for, right? You knew in the morning that resurrection had arrived, and you're full of excitement about seeing family and hope that winter has finally left us, and we're feeling every bit of that this morning. Maybe your nice Easter clothes were laid out ready for you. We wake up knowing that Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed, right? Yet, Those Christians that woke up that first Easter morning, they were not filled with excitement. They were not filled with joy. Only the sad reality that Jesus, the man that they left to fought everything to follow, the man that they loved, was dead. And this was a horrific death that they witnessed, a trauma they could not unsee. Anxiety and fear had become their constant companions. And in this overwhelming grief, nothing made sense. Were all the promises lies? How could Jesus be the Messiah and die this way? Was all this kingdom of God stuff meaningless, pointless, worthless now that Jesus was dead and gone? The disciples were left drowning in their hopelessness. This was a darkness that was hard to see their way out of. So when the two women showed up that morning to share the good news of the resurrection, to tell them what the angels had said to them, and to share with them what they had seen, the disciples could only hear it as some sick joke meant to tighten the screws of anxiety a little tighter. Nothing but false hope. For the disciples, death is real, and that is all there is. Resurrection is nonsense. Hope is nonsense, no matter how many angels told you otherwise. Now, perhaps you too have spent some time with the disciples staring death in the face and feeling powerless. The images that cross our news feeds on a regular basis, when we truly take them in, are absolutely devastating. Chemical warfare in Syria, massive famine in Sudan, terrorist attacks in London and Egypt, like we had last week, and so on and so on. The violence and the death that we see seems to swallow everything good. It seems to swallow our hope, our faith, our future. And in the midst of that anxiety, in the midst of that fear, in the midst of that powerlessness, Jesus simply appears. And he doesn't appear in some awesome display of power or fireworks. Jesus just shows up. And in Luke, he says he was there at the table and he says to them, "Peace be with you." And the disciples are so frightened and terrified, they can't even say the proper response, right? Y'all know it. What is it? "And also with you." They can't even say it. And we get it, right? We understand being terrified, right? Dead things are supposed to stay dead. The disciples' assumption is that Jesus is a ghost exacting his revenge, right? We've all seen those horror movies, and they had too, right? And they assumed that Jesus was coming back and, and getting his revenge on his weak-willed disciples. That was more of a possibility to them than resurrection was that morning. That Jesus was coming back as a ghost to get them. That was what they believed in that moment. But this was no ghost. Jesus is there at the table, in the flesh, wounds and all. He's tangible. He's real. It's as if if resurrection, and if he is real, if he has been resurrected, that means the forces of darkness, the flood of hopelessness, the power of death, it can be stopped. Death does not have the final word. God is on the loose. And if God can upend such powerful forces, if Christ can declare victory over them, we, God's children, can no longer stand idly by and accept the world as it is. We can no longer wallow in the misery that we see in our news feeds and on our televisions. Because we know better. What happened that first Easter was a call to action for all Christians in every time and place. Christ has victory over death, over the brokenness of this world, and now we must act like it. So can we look death in the face and search for hope instead of feeling powerless? Can we stand for peace in the midst of those calling for more violence and destruction? Can we extend our tables to include the stranger, the poor, the oppressed, offering hospitality in a world that tells you to be scared of the stranger and the poor? And can we shout alleluia when all we see around us is pain and misery? After Jesus showed his feet and his hands to the disciples, he eats and teaches from the table where the disciples are gathered. And throughout the Gospel of Luke, Jesus has gone from one table to the next, eating with friends and enemies, poor and rich, sharing with each of them a vision of what the kingdom of God will look like. And so it is fitting that Jesus' final appearance begins here at the table. And it is there that Jesus offers us grace for the journey. And it is there that Jesus offers us strength for the work of ahead. And Jesus has and will always lead from the table that sends us forth to share the gospel in our own words and actions. So that day, after Jesus appeared to them, and they learned and they were strengthened by Jesus' words, Jesus then led them from the table to out into the world to share the good news of the resurrection and to share that God is on the loose. That is the promise today, that the world you see is not the end, that God is working to heal, repair, bring new life, bring resurrection, and you are a part of that. So let us go into the world not looking to see the living among the dead, but to see the living among the living and find God's new life waiting for us there. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.